Let's get to the Panthers real quick. They didn't do well this week.
No.
And they're going to Miami this upcoming week, and they're probably not going to do well against the Dolphins on the road. So 0-6, go into the bye week. So we're having this discussion in our meetings around water coolers, or you know, through group chats all over the Carolinas now, about when are they going to get their first win?
It's a great question.
Yes. Are they going to go winless?
It's possible.
Oh, yes. It is possible because every week is a singular event. And I'm not sure that they will be the favored team in any game that they play the rest of the year.
No.
But with that said, their next two games after the bye week, I believe, are both at home, right?
It is.
The Houston Texans, who aren't good, but they're also not horrendous.
And they're not winless.
And they're at home to the Colts. Anthony Richardson has a significant throwing shoulder injury. And this, obviously, when you draft a quarterback, and you draft a quarterback who's really small, you have to worry about... Oh, wait a second. Anthony Richardson's not really small.
Oh, look at that.
So, all of you, well, he's 5'10". Like, stuff that.
Yeah.
Because anybody can get hurt. Cam Newton got hurt, significantly hurt.
Josh Allen got hurt.
Right. All of these guys get hurt. Football is a brutal game. It doesn't make it more or less likely that you'll get hurt. Bryce Young got hit hard a couple of times in the game. He bounced up.
Yeah.
Right? Anthony Richardson went down. It didn't look all that difficult because I saw the play on which he got hurt. And you went, that's the play he got hurt?
Right.
But he might be out for the season. I mean, very good chance he's about to have shoulder surgery on his throwing shoulder. And that ain't good.
And he had a concussion like a couple weeks ago. So the injuries are piling up for him.
Yeah, and they're talking, well, he's got to stop running. Why'd you draft him?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what he does.
It's part of his game, especially right now. Anyway, but Gardner Minshew is a credible backup quarterback. And the Colts have a decent team. They certainly can run the ball. And Jonathan Taylor just got his contract. So those are the next two games right out of the break. And then there is a trip to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. The team that we just gave all of our picks to.
Picks and DJ Moore.
Next year's looking real good for them.
Yeah, except they're the Bears. In which case, they'll screw it up because that's what the Bears do.
Like the Jets.
So,
yeah.
The Jets are weird.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what to make of them. I mean, they have a very good defense that still allows too many important plays to be made against them. But they're also very big play oriented, and they can run the ball.
They can.
Holy cow. Dalvin Cook is not helping them at this point, but he doesn't have to because Breece Hall is carrying the load. That kid, second round pick, by the way. And he'll never get a second contract, just in case people are wondering. He'll be the next Panthers running back.
Yes.
So,
hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here. We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook. Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
You have to win one of these three. Ideally, it would be at the Bears, right?
That would be great.
But the worst part about what's about to happen to the Panthers is that they're probably going to be the worst team in the league.
Yeah, it's looking like it.
And they're not going to get the first pick in the draft that goes along with it.
No.
And it's going to be the ultimate salt in the wound.
Yeah.
That the Bears might pick 1 and 2. Again, they'll screw it up. And this is why they should tear it down. Who are the assets? Who are the, what can you get for Burns right now? What can you get for Jeremy Chin right now? Anybody that appears to be asset-ish should be on the table for them. Somebody asked on Twitter, Gregory, they've already torn it down. What are you talking about? They have not torn it down. All of the, remember that defensive draft in the first year of the Matt Rhule era?
Yep.
They drafted only defenders, right? Like, their defense is just okay.
Yeah.
Because you can't rebuild an entire team in 1 year unless you nail all of your draft picks, and they didn't.
No, and you need to stick with a game plan, which they don't.
Which they don't, and that unfortunately comes from the top. David Tepper cannot be fired as your owner.
Well, and like I said in a meeting, and I will stand by this, I'm looking at you, David Tepper, a fish rots from the head,
yes.
And I think he's the problem. Okay, Taylor Swift's not the problem, you are. So, I know they like to look at Taylor Swift from the Chiefs. David Tepper, you're the problem.
Speaking of, very quickly before we break, and Eric McLean on the other side, Taylor Swift wasn't at the Chiefs-Vikings game
that.
Yesterday. There were still Swifties... Travis Kelce jerseys.
Yes.
And I believe other teams are also having Swifty jerseys.
Wow.
Right? And what happened to Travis Kelce? He got hurt.
Yep.
He did. But he played, which is probably dumb, but he continued to play and he caught a touchdown pass. And Andy Reid had him back, like, defending a Hail Mary.
Right, exactly.
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I know.
Get him off the field.
Well,
man.
Now the people with superstitions will be like, okay, well, now Taylor's got to be at every Chiefs game because he's just going to get hurt.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
Anyway, I wish the Panthers could execute a game plan. And I do think that it is fair to be critical of the head coach. I absolutely think it's fair. That doesn't mean that Frank Reich is going to get fired. He is not getting fired.
No.
Not this year. I think Frank Reich has this year and next year, no matter how bad it gets.
Yeah, we kept Matt Rhule for way too long.
Right.
Of course they're going to keep Frank.
And David Tepper is trying, I think, trying to exercise more patience. But at some point, that's going to be tested. And I will just point this out. Frank Reich has been okay in his history as a head coach. He's certainly not been great.
No.
And I'm not saying he's been bad. He's been okay. How long do you give okay? He has been publicly supportive of everything that's gone on. At some point, your fans don't want to hear, well, we're doing a lot of good things.
Just be patient. No.
No.
We've been patient.
At some point, your fans want to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
They need to be better. And they need to be more daring. At least be interesting.
Right.
And right now, they're not interesting.
If you're going to stink, at least be fun to watch.
And they are absolutely not.
No.